Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back. Okay, today I am going to talk to you about raising our vibe, getting into a positive mindset. There's a lot of heavy stuff going on in the world, and I know for me, I can shift from one side to the next as far as, you know, looking at things going on in the world. It's a lot, isn't it? But the key is to not get stuck there. I actually think it's really good right now to be opening our eyes and looking at the shadow side of our world and looking at the things that have not been honoring our world. But don't stay there. Know when to pull yourself back up and shift quickly back into raising your vibration and bringing your place to a sense of calm, of joy, of happiness, of in the moment, of knowing that you are a powerful creator and that whatever it is you're thinking, feeling, saying, and believing is going out into a pathway before you and you are creating. So by the end of this segment, I'm going to give you 100 ways to get in the vortex or increase your chi or raise your vibe. Okay. So vortex, what is the vortex? You might be asking. The vortex is when you're in the zone, when you're in that high vibration place and you're creating positive things. This is a high vibration such as joy, of peace, of love. And so we're going to go over some ways on how to quickly shift yourself into that vibration. And believe it or not, it's easier than you might think. It's really about getting in the habit of feeling comfortable in a high vibration. Okay, guys, I'm going to literally name off 100 ways for you to raise your vibe. Okay, here we go. Hold a baby. Babies are in the moment and they are so in line with the truth of who they are. The key is when you're holding the child or baby to be in the moment and not be sitting there thinking about something negative. Okay. Watch a funny movie. Find your favorite comedian. And if you don't have one, then it's time you find one because there's some pretty funny people out there and they're very gifted. Now, with me, I think comedians are hard because there's a lot of people that love certain comedians, and I'm kind of a comedian critic, but there are certain ones that I think are hilarious. And if my vibe is low, it's sure to put me back in line and really lift me up to sit and just zone out and watch a funny movie. Spend time with your animal or pet. Pets are naturally in line with a high vibration. They exude unconditional love. So hang out with your dog or your cat or your favorite pet. Read an uplifting book. Yes, this one is huge. This is my favorite, one of my very favorites. Go to lunch with a friend. Okay, this is sure to increase your chi, but you do have to be judicious of what friends you're hanging out with, because some friends can drain your energy and actually bring you more into a funk. So pay attention to that. But I know when I hang out with my girlfriends, it definitely increases my chi. Chi is good energy flow. And so I literally have had my acupuncturist tell me to go to lunch with friends for my health or read my favorite book or wear colorful clothes to increase my chi, which in turn helps boost your immune system, he says, and increase your health. Okay. Write in a gratitude journal. Gratitude is one of the highest vibrations that there is. And so focusing on gratitude and the things that we have in our life that we are very thankful for is such a great way to bring us into a high vibration. And remember, what we focus on expands. And so when we're thinking about the things that we're grateful for and how abundant we are, it calls more in. So that is such a beautiful one. Make your favorite treat. I absolutely love to cook and bake and be in the kitchen. So make your favorite treat is a good one. Paint a picture, go for a walk. Being out in nature is so good. But sometimes it's just even going for a walk in your neighborhood, down the street, you know, and being in the moment. And as you're walking, paying attention to what are your thoughts? Are you being in the moment right there? Is it a mindfulness walk, or are you thinking about the heaviness? So you want to be intentional with your walk. Look through a magazine that feeds your creativity. Today's modern day magazine would be more like Pinterest or something like that. But I absolutely love looking through different cake designs and different recipes, different home designs. It is a really sure way to bring me to that creative vibe. Go on a picnic, play hide and seek with a child. This is so fun. Have you guys done this lately? If not, do it. If you have little children or, you know, a little sibling or a little child in your life, play hide and seek. I promise it is so fun. And when they're looking for you and you're trying to hide, you can't help but giggle. It's so fun. Cook a healthy dinner, listen to uplifting music, play a card or board game. This is so fun. We do this in my family and it really, really helps us connect and it makes you laugh. Every time you end up laughing, talking trash, it's a blast. Do a yoga class, play an instrument, plant a tree or flowers, hang out with someone that makes you laugh, go to a lake. And when you go to the lake, ideally you put your feet in the water and set that intention to bring you back to that healthy, whole vibe. Meditate. Meditating is a game changer. If you haven't done it yet, then I really encourage you to get in the groove of meditating. It is life-changing, I promise. I say it's the brother or sister to prayer. I feel like prayer and meditation are brothers and sisters. And praying is talking to the divine. Meditating is simply listening and getting those profound messages from the divine. Game changer. Listen to a spiritual or motivational leader podcast. Savor your favorite drink. How many times can you go and get your favorite coffee or tea and just be in that moment? And as long as you're intentional, remember, this is going to be a reoccurring theme throughout this segment of being intentional. So as you're savoring your favorite drink, be intentional that you're going to be in the moment, enjoy your drink, and shift your vibe. Volunteer to help someone. Anytime we think outside of ourselves and start thinking of others and focus on them, that can surely shift our attitude about the world and about our own life. Look at pictures of places you would like to travel. Make a vision board. Take a candlelight bubble bath. Ideally with some sea salt in there or some Epsom salt, that helps clear your energy and can totally lift your vibe right up and bring you back to, it's kind of like a reset to help clear your chakras and you'll feel so different after, I promise, especially if you use that salt. Enjoy a glass of wine, of fine wine, watch the sunset. Take a class to learn a new skill. As soon as we're focused on learning, it totally shifts us and raises our vibration. Make out. Yep, I said it. Get those lips smacking. Remember when you were a kid, maybe you didn't think about that when you were a teenager, But I think most teenagers think about that. Sorry, parents, if you've got a kid in the car. But we get in the humdrum of life and we forget to have fun. So take your spouse and have some fun. Make out. Write a poem. We do homeschooling. And my daughter, we had her be the teacher the other day, and she had us write a poem about ourselves. And it was really fun. I realized I hadn't done that in years. And I think that it is something I'm pretty good at. And I had forgotten that. Go look at cars you want to have. Jump on a trampoline like a little kid. Go out to eat at your favorite restaurant. Walk on the beach. Dance. Drop it like it's hot, baby. My kids love it when I dance because I'm super goofy. I'm not a good dancer per se, but I do have a signature move that they always make fun of, and it always makes everybody laugh. So go pick fruit at a local orchard. Or another one is you can go to your local farmer's market and hang out there and go see that all the great local goods that they have there. Write a story. Get back in tune with your creative juices when you were a kid, and you would write a story. You would do different creative works. Sing a song like no one is listening. Donate to a charity. Watch your favorite show, as long as it's lighthearted and high vibration. That's key. Make sure it is making you feel like life is not that big of a deal. Go enjoy coffee at a local cafe with a friend or a book. Shop for an outfit that you feel hot damn in. Go horseback riding. Watch your favorite animated movie you watched as a kid. Have a water fight. My gosh, that was my childhood. You could be outside laying out or hanging out with your friends, and all of a sudden you would feel this big glass of water thrown right on your head, and you'd hear my dad laughing inside. So funny. Make homemade ice cream. Go to your local pet store and look at all the pets. Hand a homeless soul some cash. I like to do that when I'm inspired to do that. Say hi to every stranger you see that day and make eye contact. Eat a candlelight dinner on the deck. Deep clean your home. This feels the best. When you deep clean your home, notice how you feel afterwards and you get rid of a bunch of stuff. It's the best. You are definitely increasing your positive energy flow. That's definitely a feng shui aspect. Send a loving text to 5 people. Spend 15 minutes saying out loud all the things you're thankful for in your life. Pull out your stash of past birthday cards written to you and read them. Isn't that an interesting one? Because you have so much love in your life, so many people that love and adore you. And on your birthday, they tell you. And so it's so good to revisit that. How often do we actually go back to those things? Take a nap. Sometimes you just need a good nap, right? Get a pedicure or a manicure. Practice mindfulness of being in the moment. This is where you have no sound and you just get in tune with all of your senses. What do you see? What do you smell? What do you hear? What do you feel? Get in tune. Ride a bike. Read a story to children. Look in the mirror and say, I love you. I really, really love you. Okay. Feels corny, but for real, do it. I swear to you, it's life-changing. And I do it. I say my name and I look in the mirror deep into my eyes and I say, Jen, I love you. I really, really love you. This is what I call mirror work. And a lot of my clients would back me up on this one. It really changes your life. Be a complete goof, nerd, cornball. It makes life fun. Okay. I definitely am a monkey. I like to joke around. I like to be goofy and it makes life fun. And I think that so many times we get to be an adult at some point what point do we get to where it's not cool to laugh anymore and act silly? I have a sister and she's 5 years older than me. And I adore her because every time I see her, I know I'm going to laugh. It doesn't matter how old she is. She really doesn't grow old. And she looks young and beautiful, but she also acts young and beautiful. So I love that. She never lost that spark. So get back in tune with that. Go golfing. My favorite part about golfing is the drinks cart with margaritas. I'm definitely not a good golfer, but I do think that's fun. Look each person in the eye that you pass that day and smile. Go to a park and play like a kid. Fly a kite. Plan a party with your favorite people. Hang up pictures of people that make you happy. Put an ice cube down a playful someone's shirt. Make sure they're playful, because if they're not, you're going to get it. I've done this before. Or you could also throw water on someone when they're in the shower. That's fun too. Cold water. I remember I did that with my son. He's now 21, but man, I caused a war and I was like, okay, we're done. You got me back like 50 times already, but it was fun. Wrestle and tickle with your love or your children. The other day I was telling my husband, I was like, man, it's been a long time since we've wrestled. So let's wrestle. Let's play. Let's have some fun. We were starting to wrestle and he quickly put me in one of his jiu-jitsu moves. And I'm like, yeah, forget it. No wonder we don't do this anymore. Because when we first started dating, he hadn't started jiu-jitsu yet. And now it's like, it's not even fun because he immediately, like, he gets me in some lock that I can't get out of. But that's fun to do with your children too. Choose a room in your home and redecorate it. Run through the sprinklers. Go pick a bouquet of wild flowers. Perform in front of a crowd. I know that sounds terrifying, but it could push you out of your comfort zone and make you feel happy that you did it. Enjoy a spiritual conversation with someone with an open mind. Love it. Those are my favorite things in the entire world. Bake cookies for a neighbor and just surprise them. Breathe. Take 3 deep cleansing breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. In fact, do it now. Oh, that feels amazing. Okay. Notice how you feel before and then notice how you feel after, because you're literally breathing in fresh oxygen and you're oxygenating your blood, which brings you to a space of homeostasis. So one more. Love it. Plant a garden. Go to a concert. Learn about a new culture and go to a restaurant with that food. That's so fun. When I was taking Spanish, I went to a Spanish restaurant and it was so fun learning about all of the different foods that that they eat in Spain, because it's very different than the Mexican food. Go to an art gallery or museum. Make homemade Play-Doh. Get your hair did. Feeling good, right, ladies? Karaoke with friends. Set up an indoor movie and pop popcorn. That is totally my childhood. My dad popped popcorn my whole childhood. Do a puzzle. Take a pottery class. Have a snowball fight. Go skiing or snowboarding. That may or may not lift your vibe, depending on your experience. I've had both. Go fishing, get a massage. That's my favorite. I love getting a massage. It really increases your chi because you're moving out those toxins from your muscles. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and some of you will be like, yeah, duh, I already knew that. But no one told me this when I first started getting massages. And it's so, so important. Okay, you have to drink a lot of water. If you've never gotten a massage, which it actually surprises me how many adults have never received a massage, but if you haven't, really recommend you get a deep tissue massage, because it is life-changing for your tension, your stress, your health, your vibe. but drink lots of water before and after, because you release a lot of toxins and you can get really sick. That happened to me and no one told me. Hello. Go to an amusement park. I just went to Lagoon with my kids and it was so much fun. I was kind of a chicken, but that's okay. It was fun. Take a stroll at the zoo. Go laugh your buns off at a comedy club. Walk through a beautiful garden. Go hiking in the mountains. And number 100, are you ready for this one? Make love. That's right. That is one of the highest vibrations that we as humans can even be in, because you are so in the moment. As long as it's honoring and with somebody you truly love, then it is very high vibration. So that's it, my dears. I wanted to give you some super simple ways to shift your energy quickly, because really it's up to you. I know we're going through a really hard time on planet Earth, and depending on what you're focusing on is going to dominate how you're feeling. And so if you're starting to feel heavy, you've got to shift yourself out of that. And it's okay to visit those things happening in the world. And it's all right to, in fact, it's healthy to allow yourself to get mad or to get angry or frustrated or sad or grieve with things happening. That's okay. Just don't stay there for too long. You got to shift quickly. I've heard the scenario of getting back in the vortex, right? Just think of like a funnel in front of you. And when you start to focus on things that upset you, you're out of that funnel and you're bumped out of your vortex, which is your high vibration feelings. And you can quickly step back into it. And that's by some of these things, you know, any of these things that can distract you or you can focus on to get back into that zone, just that good place. We often think that, you know, being a intentional positive creator is always focusing on deep, intense meditation and spirituality. And it doesn't need to be that big of a deal. Sometimes it could be just going and laughing with your girlfriends or watching a show or, you know, tickling your kids. Anything like that, just bringing yourself back into that moment of joy. So, as always, I'm thinking of you. I'm sending you lots of love and light, and I'll see you next week. Bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.